You were a little grouchy, which is understandable because you weren't feeling well. So I was just like, I'm going to walk way over here and give you your space.
I needed food. I was hungry. It was kind of humid and gross out. It just, I was so ready to go home at that point.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm totally ready for next year. Like, people, start planning. If you have any interest in going, go, go, go. Start planning now. Save.
I think like Big Fetty said, like, Put a 20 in a jar and forget about it until next year.
Of course, Big Fatty would say that.
So he doesn't spend it on liquor.
Right.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Fatty's awesome.
He is awesome.
I love him.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're a little grouchy.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1489 of the BFO for Thursday, the 10th of October, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. I've got voice letters. We're going to revive an old segment, and can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, you went and got a coupon. Hello, Camisolas, Big... Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are Camisolas today, because, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. And I meant to mention this earlier in the week. Y'all, the Camisol has been in effect. On two, I say Tuesday night, y'all, the weather rat called for the first soup night of the season. Big Fatty. But we didn't have any soup. No, Big Fatty, we didn't need no damn soup. And, y'all, I think it was a little premature. It's premature soup. Big Fatty, that just sounds vulgar. But anyway, y'all, it's been very, very nice here in Charleston. We've had weather. And, y'all, even the Vons, said that it was nice out there on the surface of the sun. Y'all, it was on mid-60s, I think. Y'all, she was sitting around, and she said she had happy depends. Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. But, because, you know, she didn't wear pants. Big Fatty. anyway, y'all, good day in the coal mine on Wednesday. Y'all got several things taken care of, which was a very good thing. Y'all, Tuesday night, y'all, went to bed after, yes, Big Fatty, we had those glasses of wine, and we were feeling no pain. Y'all went to bed, and y'all, the temperature had, you know, it was just about 1 degree or two, I say 2 degrees too warm for Big Fatty to just immediately drift off. So y'all, I kind of tossed and turned a little bit. And but y'all went to sleep finally, and y'all woke up at 4 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, I couldn't believe it. And got up and piddled around a little bit and got a drink of water and went and TT'd. And Big Fatty, we don't need to hear everything you did. And y'all went on back to sleep. Next thing I knew, the alarm was waking me up. Big Fatty. What did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, I was going through the computer the other day, and y'all, I ran across a bumper. You know, one of those bumpers that you play at the beginning of every segment. Yes, Big Fatty, the Faye driver especially likes the one of the coupon. Well, we're going to do that a little bit later so, you know, he can be prepared for that. But, y'all, I ran across this one, and I thought, you know, I think I'm gonna add this segment back in on today's little show. What's on your mind, Big Fatty?
Yes, it's that time to find out what's on Big Fatty's mind. And now here's Big Fatty.
Well, Big Fatty, you forgot when the music was supposed to go down. on so you could talk. I did forget that. Y'all, well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, Big Fatty, last night, y'all, I was watching the Michael J. Fox show. And y'all, it's not a great show, okay? But it reminded me of something I've been thinking about here lately. And y'all, and that is that you got to make the best with what you dealt with in life. And y'all, I think Michael J. Fox is a good example of that, because you know, y'all, he's got the Parkinson. You know, sometimes he's called Shakes Fox. Big Freddy is not. But y'all, the show he just shows kind of a normal guy with Parkinson who happens to be a newscaster. And y'all, they slip in some of the funniest things. It's just like this fireman came into his house, cause I don't know why, but the fireman comes in. Oh, he I know what it was. He was trying to dial the phone. He was trying to dial the phone, and he accidentally dialed 911. And then you know they had to send a police officer and a fireman out. To investigate the call, because they had to do that whether the person said no, there's no reason to come out or not. But so the policeman came, and they were drawing rifles and everything, not rifles but pistols, and the fireman came, and you know, everything was cleared up and all, and the fireman came over, because the guy, Michael J. Fox's character, is the TV reporter, and the fireman says, Mr. So-and-so, could I get your autograph? My old aunt has got Alzheimer's, and she would just be thrilled to have your autograph. And Michael J. Fox says, well, sure, but I have Parkinson's. He goes, oh, it doesn't matter. She'll never know. And it was cute. And y'all, then at the end of the show, they were all sitting around the breakfast table, and Michael J. Fox's character had wanted to have a big family breakfast together. And y'all, he was starting to serve the plates, and y'all, he was serving the scrambled eggs, and he was shaking, and they were going all over the table. And his wife says, okay, we don't need to have one of these special moments right now. Let me serve. But y'all, I mean, it's a simple solution. You gotta deal and make the best of what life gives you. And y'all, whether it be Parkinson's or you know just a crappy situation, y'all, life is a four-letter word, and it's, you know, we just all have to deal with it. It's not meant to be an easy journey, and y'all, quite frankly, if life was an easy journey, you wouldn't learn a whole lot. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Yeah, I guess y'all, Spot and Crazy has been kept busy, and y'all, it just does Big Fatty's heart good to see when Spot and Crazy is posting things over there at Spot and Big Fatty. You know, y'all, if you ever want to go see the pictures yourself, go on over there to the BFO, and right up there at the top of the Fat Favorites, it says Spot and Big Fatty, and you just click on it. Y'all, our last one was from Miss Bacon, and you know, it was about those golden showers. Yes, Big Fatty, I still think it's vulgar. But y'all, the next one is from that musing mom. That Mark and calendar, not for long though, y'all. The judge at our wedding sang a lovely version of I Will Always Love You. Really hit those high notes too. Big Fatty, look at you. You're just angelic, I know. And y'all, then Jay the Haunt Cub, y'all, he has spotted Big Fatty. It says, I swear to hydrogen that Gussie's Liquors is right down the street. And y'all, it's a picture of Fatty's Bar and Grill. Big Fatty, dear Gussie. Okay.
Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, and I hope that the Faye driver hears this music. He just loves it, but we don't ever hear from him. I think he's unsubscribed. He probably has. Y'all, during lunch on Hump Day, y'all went over to the Von's East because, you know, it's the penny coupon day, and y'all, the penny coupon today was a one-pound bag. It comes in that 11.5-ounce bag, a pound of 11.5 ounces of the Von's East coffee. And y'all, I went ahead and got that because, you know, we're moving into the holiday season, and y'all, you can always stick that in those bins where they collect toys for the children, because, you know, there's nothing that says Merry Crema more than a 11.5-ounce bag of coffee from the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all got me some fried chicken bazooms like I always do on Wednesday. Y'all, I got I bought some barbecue pork skins. I just needed a little treat this week. Y'all, they had have you ever been to the restaurants where they do the fried green beans? Well, y'all, the Von's East has come out with the fried green beans, and y'all, I think I'm gonna cook them for my supper and have some of that beef roast with it. Y'all, they had the Oscar Mayer shaved meats on sale. Bjorn was talking about the fried Nutella. Well, y'all, they had the hazelnuts, chocolate hazelnut spread on sale. And plus, I had a special coupon for it. I got some more egg whites. They had boneless poke chops. Buy one package, get one free. I got some solid. A marinade, or it can be a solid dressing also, yo, but it's called Old Dutch, and it's in a glass bottle with kind of a black and gold label, and it's right there with the solid dressings. Y'all, I hadn't seen it at the Von's East before, and y'all, it's just delicious. If you ever see that, you might want to try it. I got a bag of onions, and y'all, I spent $40.67, and I saved $16.11. Big Fatty, that's just lovely.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk. I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello!
Bacon.
It's artist Bacon. Hey, Poodle. Oh my gosh, talk about a shout out from Timmy. Timmy. Okay. So anyway, I am 20 minutes from taking my brains and leaving this building, and good luck after I leave. Oh god. Speaking of brains, they really hurt. This dead thyroid thing or whatever. If anybody who has a dead thyroid has headaches that went with it or whatever, please call and tell me what you did. Somebody did tell me maybe sleep apnea and oxygen deprivation in the night causes headaches during the daytime. I don't know. Is there a doctor in the house? Dr. Stone, please tell me. So anyway, I love Doctor Who. Okay, what was I going to say? Can you take that breath out? That, like, deep, heavy sigh or whatever? So anyway, I'm just about on my way out the door, and I'm going to be leaving this place. And I know that there will be an appropriations bill passed tonight because that's my luck. All right? And then tomorrow, I will wake up at 8 o'clock, and they'll go, you have to come to work. And then I'll actually have to work past 3:30, and then I will probably die of a heart attack or something. I don't know.
Oh, dear Gussie. Miss Bacon, are you okay? Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And, Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for calling. It's lovely to hear your voice. Despite the labored breathing, I'm not sure what's going on, but you know, you just gotta make the best with what you're dealt with in life, Miss Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty, you've already told us that lesson today, and Big Fatty, the other lesson that we always learn is that when Miss Bacon calls, she always calls back. Yes.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hello. Okay, so I'm playing What's the Phrase, and board and the card game. I have to channel my inner game night guys to, okay, so I'm not very good at this game. I hate the game anyway. What was I going to say? So I'm playing this game. Oh, the ab challenge. Come on, people. There's still time to join. Christian made a group for everybody, and you can play along, too. Oh, no, you don't do the face-to-face.
Bacon.
Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, Miss Bacon is doing the playing on the computer with the game night, guys. That's lovely, Miss Bacon. Again, thank you so much for calling. And Miss Bacon, you heard the game night, guys, at the beginning of today's our little show. And, you know, if you ever have, you know, that Brian and Curtis, you know, the cheap blue guitar and the Cecil Gene, they will kick your ass. They'll kick your ass in What's the Phrase. In fact, they kicked Big Fatty's ass so much that they just stopped playing. It just wasn't a challenge for them. Big Fatty, poor Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that Peter G. And on episode, I've just caught up to all the episodes. So, yeah, I've listened to about 20 of your little shows in the last week or so. Catching up from my trip. Now, in 1486, you read your shopping list for the benefit of the Fey driver, because we know how much he loves your shopping list. And you said the following. You said coffee, and you said shrimp. I think you mean coffrey and scrimps. You know, please get your terminology correct. Next thing I know, you're going to be start talking about shishimeat rice, but you'll say something normal about it. So, yeah. Coffrey and scrimps. That's how you pronounce those two things. Okay, it's like the mayonnaise. All right, love you, Big Fatty. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is, of course, that Peter G. You know, y'all, he is out there in the Oakland, California. So nice to name it twice. Yes, Big Fatty, it's the Bay Area. And Peter G., first of all, thank you so much for calling. We know that you've been over there in the Italian area, and you went to Ass's Eye, and I noticed that I think the Pope was following you, because he showed up in Ass's Eye about the week after you did. I hope you left a calling card for Big Fatty, please. But you are correct, that Peter G. Big Fatty sometimes gets confused, but I will do my best to make sure that we say coffrey and the scrimps and of course the mayonnaise. Oh, dear Gussie. I guess that's all I had on my list for today. Yes, Big Fatty, it looks like you had a pretty good show today. Well, you know, good is relative. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday, and that you are able to come back here again to finish out the week tomorrow. Y'all, speaking, you know, that Peter G's talking about catching up on little shows. Y'all, I think a lot of people are catching up on the little shows. That Termly Single Tim was like 20 shows behind or something like that, 8 shows behind, and in the gay country boy, not spelled C-U-N-T, he was behind. And Brian, anything you want to say about today's show?
You're a little grouchy.
Just gassy.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.